Close your eyes and gather the mind in. The definition of concentration is singleness of mind. The word singleness there means the mind is gathered around one thing. Here it's gathered around the breath, the sensation of the body here in the present moment. It's been traveling around all morning. You work down in the kitchen, work in the orchard, work here and there. It's time to gather it in. Let it rest. Give it some time for itself. Because we take on so many burdens in the world, it's good to find some time to let them down so you can know what's really going on inside. Otherwise, you just have half-baked notions. Little glimpses here and there of something's going on in the mind and it's not quite right, but you're too busy with other things. So drop that busyness. Just be right here. Watch the mind. You'll see there are a lot of things in the mind you don't like. As John Cha said, watching your mind is basically seeing your mind lie to itself. But you can find that there's some truthful voices in there too. You stick with those, the truthful voices that say we want true happiness. We want to be able to get the mind under control so it doesn't create a lot of trouble for itself. Because when you create trouble for yourself, you're not the only one who suffers. People around you suffer too. So take this time just to be right here. And take the breath as your foundation so that when storms come through the mind, you don't get blown away. When devious voices come in the mind, you don't have to go with them because you've got an alternative. All too often we go with our greed, aversion, and delusion because we don't see any alternative at all. It's a lack of imagination. And listening to the Buddha's teachings, we get some ideas. It opens up your imagination as to what's possible. And we realize you don't have to go for your old ways. When you see that your old ways of thinking and dealing with the mind itself are causing suffering and that they're unnecessary, that's when you let them go. As long as you think that they're necessary, you hold on. So this suffering is part of life, it's part of having a mind, part of being a human being. Well, it's not necessarily so. We're not here just to accept limitations, we're here to test them, to see where the limitations are. And as the Buddha said, the limitations that stand in the way of our finding true happiness are all illusory. So, learn how to see through the mind's illusions, give your mind another place to stay aside from its own conversations, stay with the breath coming in, going out, and you can have a sense of whether it feels comfortable or not. That's something you can trust. And then from there you develop other areas of trust in the mind as well.